This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, retired. He's also a senior strategist with the U.S. Army and a frequent columnist with humanevents.com. And in his column posted on Monday, Colonel McGinnis takes a look at President Obama's speech to the Human Rights Campaign on Saturday night, in which he promised to end the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy about gays serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. And Colonel, it's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Greg.
Well, first of all, this policy was implemented back in the early days of the Clinton administration. So technically, the policy is that there's still a ban on gays serving in the armed forces. What is your opinion of the president's strategy to repeal this and let gays openly serve?
Well, it's certainly a political payback to the homosexual community that embraced Barack Obama's election as the president. And of course, the other night when he made the commitment, and I quote, "I will end Don't Ask, Don't Tell," but he provided no timetable nor the mechanism. My concern is that he may be promising something that he cannot fulfill, because you cannot do that as the president alone, because this is a federal statute, 10 U.S.C. 654, which was passed by the Congress in the fall of 93 and signed by Bill Clinton into law and has been upheld by 8 circuit courts of appeal. So it's a bit presumptuous on his part that says that he's going to overturn it.
What would be the impact on retention and recruitment in the armed forces? Some say it wouldn't be a big deal. Others say it would be a huge deal. What's your sense?
Well, of course, no one really knows for sure. But I will tell you that right now, retention is very good. We have no shortage of recruits. And even though we have 2 wars going on, of course, that's the big, I suppose, the canard that is promoted by the homosexual community. They say that we're kicking people out, and that, you know, you throw the gates wide open to open serving homosexuals, then you're not going to have any problem recruiting people across the board. But in fact, the 1993 Task Force on Homosexuality, which of course worked with the U.S. Congress to draft the legislation, which I was a member of, we came to the conclusion that combat effectiveness would be hurt by openly serving homosexuals. And as a result, the Congress passed, a Democratic Congress overwhelmingly endorsed a tough law that has withheld the, of course, judicial challenges across this land.
Colonel, why did you and your committee members decide that that was the right policy? What did you think might happen if, in fact, the ban were overturned?
There was certainly a financial issue, but there was more a morale issue. Sex does matter, and when you force people in intimate situations to live with people of the opposite sex or a sex of the same gender where there's attraction, we find consistently that we have issues. You know, we separate men and women for logical reasons that every parent in America understands. But when you have openly serving homosexuals and you force them to live with people of the same sex, there are some issues. And the military doesn't need any more challenges. It's already fighting enough wars, and to have more social experiments conducted on the military makes it very, very hard. Same-sex tension is a real phenomenon. And I often hear from people that you need to look at other countries. Well, other countries have no relevance to what the U.S. military is doing. We're 2.2 million next to certainly the second largest military in the world to China. And most of the major militaries of the world do not even consider this issue. You know, the Chinese don't, certainly the Russians don't, none of the Muslim nations do. But you have the radical left, European Union, imposing their social experiment on the Brits, and the Brits have issues with this, as do the Dutch and even the Israelis, which are conscript armies. So if you want a conscript army, America, and you want to impose a social experiment on it like this, then go ahead. But I don't think your Congress as yet is ready to impose that on a military which, quite frankly, doesn't see that it needs it.
Colonel, elaborate on a point you made in passing a moment ago, and that's the contention that many extremely skilled people are being forced out of the armed services because their sexual orientation has become known. Many people say that linguists and other people who are experts in technical areas, so forth, have been forced out, and that's hurting our military effort. Elaborate on just how true that is or how untrue that is.
Well, it's only true in a few anecdotal situations. The fact is that no one joins the military today without understanding the homosexual policy that they should not join because they will have to live a lie. The military, for its own reasons, which I've stated, does not want homosexuals serving openly. But when you consider that most people, the vast majority, I'm talking better than 80% of those that are discharged, are very young people with very few skills. There are the anecdotes. There are a few people that, quote, discover that they're homosexual after having gone through doctor training, lawyer training, flight training, and all of a sudden they want to become a political pawn in the hands of the radical homosexual movement, and therefore you see their faces on the television and in print. That's unfortunate, but that does not, for a military that hires based on category, does not justify overturning a policy, frankly, that we've had since the time of George Washington.
Colonel, your column talks at length about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but it also talks about Obama's approach to the gay agenda overall, and you conclude it by quoting Matt Staver from Liberty Council, who's a frequent guest of ours, and then you also point out a quote he had from his speech Saturday night, that there are still laws to change and hearts to open. What do you see as the overall goal of this administration on this issue?
A little doubt based upon his presentation on Saturday night that he wants to change the laws of this country to force homosexuality on all Americans, and that he admits that there are many people that disagree with him, but his intent is to change their view, and he's going to do so forcibly if necessary.
Colonel, very interesting piece. I encourage folks to check it out at humanevents.com. Lots of good information in there. Colonel, thanks very much for your time as always.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, U.S. Army retired. He's a senior strategist with the U.S. Army, and again, his column at humanevents.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.